So between sort of, you know, the city kicking in funding kind of on the outside and the state maybe taking away some on the other end of the spectrum, the schools have to make up at least part of that deficit, right? So at Monday's budget committee meeting, one of the ways you talked about doing that was by looking at teacher positions, which is that something that, and John, maybe you want to speak to this, has happened in the past?
Fortunately, no. We haven't had to cut teacher positions in the past since I've been here. In fact, we've added some positions. But we have looked at other positions. For example, this year we did not fill a library aide position. And so we look at other non-teaching, non-instructional positions first and try to, you know, avoid having to cut any instructional positions, any teaching positions.
So this would be, I guess, attrition first and
yes,
potentially layoff second? Or, I mean, can you kind of quantify for me what?
I would always hope that, you know, if we do face that and I, you know, hear that this is kind of like, you know, building a ramp instead of jumping off a cliff, that we can do it through attrition and not have to lay off or eliminate positions.
Mm-hmm. And I gather you may be talking to the teachers union about shorter contracts, things like that, potentially other ways to kind of look at this?
Well, we haven't had those discussions yet. Our negotiations are set for later this spring. So we haven't had any formal conversations about that yet.